It is Tuesday, June 17th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
If you're not doing anything at noon tomorrow, and even if you are, you should cancel what you're doing and go to the Shiloh Museum in Springdale.
That's usually a very good recommendation from you.
It is their Sandwiched In monthly talk. Susan Young is speaking, and she's going
sold.
To talk.
I'm there.
Yeah, sold. And she's talking about Essie Ward.
Ooh.
Sold.
Yeah.
Okay, Essie Ward has been called the Grandma Moses of the Ozarks. She was born in the Searcy County community of Nubbin Hill in 1902. Mm-hmm. And she liked to draw, and she liked to paint, and she liked to sculpt.
And she painted and sculpted and drew what she saw.
Exactly. And since she was living on a small farm in a very rural area, raising chickens and hogs and vegetables and fruit trees and seven kids, it's very iconic representations of that time and that life. And it just happens that the Shiloh Museum has a whole big collection of her work.
If you've been there, you've seen them, at least part of the collection.
And the story's just fun because she ended up being recognized at the Smithsonian's Festival of American Folklife in Washington, D.C. in 1970, sold hundreds of paintings, came up with a formula so she could paint the same scenes the way you wanted them. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want a blue barn? Okay, we can do that. Lived 79 years in Searcy County and died in 1981.
Yeah.
It will be a great talk, and they have cookies.
There you go.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.